This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So if you haven't yet seen the Weather Channel hilarious video of this Weather Channel crisis actor reporter faking like he's in these horrendous hurricane winds in North Carolina, while these two dudes just stroll into the picture behind him wearing shorts and just casually walking down the street with not a care in the world. Meanwhile, this Weather Channel guy is like leaning, and he's leaning the wrong direction, by the way. He's leaning the wrong direction, and he's like dancing around like he can barely hold on. He can barely stand up, and he's screaming into the microphone, "Oh my God, the wind is so horrendous here. It's just the worst thing ever." Now, if you haven't seen this, you got to watch it because it perfectly encapsulates the fakery of the media that just stages everything and uses crisis actors all the time, as we're seeing here. This is absolute visual proof that crisis actors are used by the media. And by the way, you can see this at real.video. Just go to real.video and search for Weather Channel and you'll see this. And there's also a parody posted of a guy, a hilarious dude who says he's reporting for not the Weather Channel, and he's out there on the golf course. He's like, "Oh my God, the winds are so high," and he's shaking the palm tree with his hand. You know, it's pretty funny too. But what's so great about this, actually, or intriguing, I should say, is that it perfectly shows how the media fakes everything. You know, the media has often said, "Oh, there's no such thing as crisis actors." I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but the term means when the news has people on camera who are faking things, and they use crisis actors all the time. I mean, they hire crisis actors to do all kinds of crazy things. Like, even if you go back to the Sandy Hook shooting, by the way, which was real. I mean, children really died and so on, but CNN augmented it with a crisis actor who is now known as the Sloppy Sniper. And the Sloppy Sniper is a guy named David Wheeler. And he is an actor, and he played the role as a grieving parent, and he was called to testify before Congress to say that his children died. But he's also on camera with CNN playing the role of a SWAT team sniper guy that's part of this raid on the Sandy Hook facility. Not raid, but the police presence after the shooting. And when he's walking around on camera as a sniper, it's just as hilarious as the Weather Channel fake high winds guy. Because this David Wheeler character, and you can see these videos, by the way, on real.video. They're all banned on YouTube. You can only find them on other platforms. So just go to real.video and search for David Wheeler, and you'll see these videos yourself. It's astonishing. He carries around a sniper rifle by the magazine. He's holding on to the magazine, the ammo magazine. Nobody carries a sniper rifle like that, and he's waving the barrel around in every direction. You can tell he's not someone who's trained in carrying a rifle at all. He's waving the barrel around, pointing it at everybody around him. He's walking with a group of FBI agents who all have FBI letters and labels on their uniforms, but the David Wheeler guy doesn't have FBI anywhere on his uniform. He just kind of blends in with them. And then he carries this rifle in the most obscene, stupid way imaginable. You can tell he's never shot a rifle. He's never trained with a rifle. But they have him, CNN has him, as part of their coverage. And then he plays the role of a parent. And he testifies before Congress. I mean, you talk about crisis actors. It's incredible. Again, doesn't mean that the shooting didn't happen or that children weren't killed and so on. Doesn't mean there aren't real parents. It just means that CNN will take a real situation and then amplify it with fakery, just like this Weather Channel guy. Yes, there's a real hurricane. Yes, there's some real wind, you know, 25 miles or 29 miles per hour in his case. But he augments it and he fakes it with crisis acting. And this is what you need to understand. You know, people talk about things like false flags and crisis actors and so on. The number one blueprint that's used by the fake news media, which is CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, and now the Weather Channel, is to take a real event and then use a crisis actor to make it look way worse than it is, to add something to it that's fake on top of what's real. And that's what this is all about. That's why this clip, this video clip of the Weather Channel crisis actor, is so educational. It's not just about this hurricane. It's not just about the Weather Channel. This is about the way the fake news media fakes everything. And this reminds me of the CNN bit. What was it? I forgot the guy's name. Back in the first Gulf War, I think it was Jake something, and he was in a studio in the United States, and he and another guy were faking like they were in Saudi Arabia, and they were faking like there was a Scud missile gas attack, and this was all broadcast on CNN as real news. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. You got to find this footage. It's on real.video too, by the way, this old CNN footage. And at one point, they have sirens going. I mean, first of all, they're filming this against like a blue screen, but they just keep it blue, and they have a fake palm tree just right there. Just one palm tree. It's the most fake thing you've ever seen. And then they have a siren going off, and the CNN reporter and the guy that he's with is some military guy, some bumbling military fool looking dude. They say, "Oh my God, is this Scud missile coming?" And they bend down to put on protective equipment, and the CNN reporter comes up, I think, with a gas mask on, and the other guy comes up with a helmet. It's like, huh? So if this is a Scud gas missile attack, what good is a helmet gonna do you? It's the most hilarious thing. It literally looks like a Saturday Night Live comedy skit, but it was broadcast by CNN back in 1990, I think, 2 or 91 or whatever the year was for that. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen from CNN. Total fake news, completely staged. They weren't even in Saudi Arabia. I mean, hilarious. And there are many other examples. There was another CNN attempt to film. They put up a big green screen, and they tried to make it look like their reporter was on the stern of a boat that was out in the ocean and being sloshed around by the ocean waves. And it's a green screen, and he's trying to fake like he can barely hold on to the railing. And he's just out there, "I'm out here on a boat, you know, in the Indian Ocean," or whatever it was. And it's so obviously fake. It's laughably fake. It's like a high school news production. You know, when they're trying to teach students, "Oh, this is how a green screen works." You know, that's what it looked like. It was so fake and so hilarious. And if you go throughout the years of CNN, they've done things like they've had a reporter and a news guest who they claimed was from a remote location. And it turns out they're in the same parking lot, and they have two different cameras, one set on the reporter and another camera set on the guest. And the reporter would say, "Oh, the guest is joining us from thousands of miles away to report on this thing." And it turns out the same buses and cars are going behind them both in the background just a few seconds apart. So you would see like a red Volkswagen go behind the CNN reporter, and then count to five, "Oh, red Volkswagen behind the guest." You would see like a yellow Ford pickup go behind the CNN reporter. Oh, 5 seconds later, yellow Ford pickup goes behind the guest. They're in the same damn parking lot. And CNN would just fake the whole thing and say, they're thousands of miles apart. Well, that's amazing. That is an amazing coincidence that you have the exact same vehicles and buses and trucks going behind these two people, even though they're thousands of miles apart. That is amazing. It's almost as if you have a teleportation device and you're teleporting vehicles from here to there just to try to play with the minds of viewers, I guess. That's amazing. So there's a long history of news fakery, crisis actors, news theater, false flags, hoaxes, you name it. A long, long, long history. And that's not to even mention all the off-camera news fakery, like what the Washington Post does and the New York Times saying, "Oh, there's an op-ed written by an insider inside the White House, and he said this stuff." It's written by the New York Times themselves. It's totally fake. And all their anonymous sources tell the Washington Post that Trump worked with the Russians, and then the anonymous sources are all just made up. Total fiction. So there's all that news fakery on top of the visual stuff. But the visual stuff is really hilarious because when they get caught, it's irrefutable. And yet, amazingly, the Weather Channel still tried to refute this. The Weather Channel actually issued a statement about this fake wind video that they got caught publishing. And their statement, they didn't come out and admit, yeah, the guy was faking it. Yeah, he's a crisis actor. He exaggerated. It's all a big lie. No, they didn't say that. They came out and defended the guy and said, well, he's on slippery grass. He's on wet grass. And he's tired from a long day of fatigue reporting for many hours. Well, all the more reason that he shouldn't be dancing around and faking all this stuff. He should just be standing there. If you're on wet, slippery grass, you should try to stand still. He's doing this crazy dance, like dancing from one leg to another leg and leaning the wrong direction, by the way. And he's doing all this big act. That's got to be exhausting. It would be so much easier if he just stood there like a normal human being and just reported on what's actually happening instead of faking everything. So even the Weather Channel's explanation behind this was more fake news. It was a fake explanation to try to justify fake news. They got caught. They know it. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see. That's totally fake. But the Weather Channel can't admit it. And this is the other lesson in all this. Even when CNN is caught faking the news, they can never admit it. When the New York Times or the Washington Post is caught faking news, like CNN, they got caught in this story involving, what was it, Bob Woodward, I think, that Michael Cohen had claimed that he was the source originally for this information that was going to come out about his client and so on. I mean, I don't even remember all the details now, but Michael Cohen then backed out of the story, or his lawyer did, backed out of the story, and then the Washington Post issued a retraction and so on. But CNN didn't issue a retraction because they couldn't admit that they have been faking the news, and that Bob Woodward, I think it is, who is supposed to be this legend journalist, by the way, his whole history is faking the news. I mean, these guys, Woodward and Bernstein, maybe it was Bernstein in this case. Maybe I'm confusing the two, but it's Woodward or Bernstein, one or the other. They're both fake journalists. They've been running fake news since the Nixon era. And CNN continues to cover up their news fakery and can't admit that they've been faking it. Yeah, I think it's Bernstein, actually, not Woodward. Sorry to Woodward. But you see, at least I issue a correction here, which he never does, and Bernstein never issues a correction because they just double down on all their lies all the time. That's all they do. So anyway, the lesson from all this, go watch this video of the Weather Channel and be amazed and recognize and understand that this is the way they always do things. This isn't the exception. This is the rule. They are faking the news all the time. They're using crisis actors all the time. They're staging things. Much of what you see is a complete hoax. And sometimes they have real events, real crisis, real deaths, but they're augmented with fakery. And that's the truth about what this video shows. So watch it and be amazed at how much fakery you're seeing. I mean, it's so evident and it is so astonishing. You will be amazed. Check it out at real.video. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And you can hear my podcast also at real.video on the channel called HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.